The political campaigns do not take off Columbus Day. John McCain and Sarah Palin are in Virginia. Barack Obama once again in Ohio. The final debate is Wednesday night in New York and 3 weeks before the election. Even John McCain seems to agree Barack Obama is ahead right now. But by how much? And is it a big lead or barely a lead at all? The pollsters are also hard at work, as is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, welcome back on this Monday. How much difference is there in the polls?
A lot in terms of margin. You know, it's a statistical tie in some polls. It's too close to call in some polls. And then you have some other polls where it's beginning to look like a blowout, where it's a double-digit lead and where it's concentrated in the battleground states in ways that really favor Barack Obama. So if you want to look for a poll that makes it look like a close contest, you can find one. And if you want to look at a poll that makes it look like Barack Obama is really opening something up here, you can find those too. In a way, though, you can say all the polls are agreed on one thing. There is consistency in all of them having Barack Obama ahead. I can't find any major national poll that has John McCain ahead in this race. So some people would say that's really all that matters.
So why do you see this difference, though, in some of these numbers and some of these polls? I think it's a little confusing for people to read these different results. What is it that they're measuring?
They're measuring data that come in each day. If you watch some of these polls over a period of time, you will see them define a range, and that's really what the pollsters would stand behind, the range. You'll see each poll rise and fall within its own rhythm. For example, the ABC Post poll is out this morning here in Washington in the Washington Post, and it's got Obama up in double digits at 10 points, 53% to 43% over John McCain. Now, just a few days ago, those same pollsters came out with a poll that had Barack Obama ahead by just 4 percentage points. And prior to that, they'd had him ahead by double digits again. So there is a rhythm within each of these polls where it goes up and down a little bit. And if you want something to rely on, you need to look at the range within each poll.
So why is that? People reacting to the news each day or to ads or to stuff they see on the internet? What is it?
We all like to think they're reacting to something, and just like we like to think the stock market is responding to some kind of real news or conditions, but it's not all that clear that it's all that rational. And the same is true of the political polls as well. So given that up and down in each individual poll, you have to think a lot of it has to do with the internal processes of poll taking and then poll analysis. They weight the polls. They look at whether or not their sample of the public really matches the demographic mix of the public, and then they weight the responses of people to try to match that statistical model. So over a matter of time, you're looking for larger trends. How has the average of all the polls moved over time?
And
say, Alex?
Yeah.
Did you hear the one about the three pollsters who went duck hunting?
No, I didn't.
So the three pollsters go duck hunting, and the first one fires and misses the flock of ducks high. And the next one fires and misses the flock of ducks low. And the third pollster shouts, "We got him!"
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.